We're talking now with Robert York from National Livestock. Robert, for the ninth year coming up this coming Monday, National is going to help spearhead a very special auction on Monday during the regular sale at the Oklahoma National Stockyards to benefit the All-American Beef Battalion. Tell me about why you're interested in continuing to support this effort.
Well, the All-American Beef Battalion, Ron, is a great organization founded by Bill Brody, Vietnam veteran. Just really touches my heart that to know that the men and women that go out and protect us and serve us in the armed forces do what they do, and it's just a really small thing that we can do to say thank you to them. So I'm a patriotic guy. I really support the armed forces, and it also supports the beef industry, so I think it's a perfect complement to what we do.
And the monies that have raised over the years, over $400,000 now, all go to help feed those troops that are coming back in from various deployments a steak dinner.
That's correct. When they come back from deployment, and I've been able to attend a few of those myself, it's really a neat thing to see when they come back and we feed a ribeye steak. I've not been to many, but all the volunteers go and they feed a ribeye steak, all the trimmings, and it's just a thank you. And we have raised over $425,000, as you mentioned. The thing that always gets me, Ron, is when you are in those serving lines, you know, it's our job, in my opinion, to thank the troops that we get to serve. But every one of them, down to the man and woman, thank the people serving them. And so very humbling experience to get to participate in one of those.
Now, the auction itself will be a single calf. Right. Walk us through what's going to happen on Monday.
So, as you know, the Runyon family for years has donated a calf, and we lost our great friend Clyde Runyon recently, but his family wants to continue that legacy, Okay. And we're so happy about that. So this will always be a special time of year, not only for the Beef Battalion, but now in our memory of Clyde Runyon. So they'll donate a calf. We'll pick a calf up from Runyon's ranch, bring it up here, and that calf will sell around midday, depending on the schedule. So the auctioneers will offer the calf. We'll resell the calf time and time again until we get down to a figure of a minimum bid, and then they'll sell the calf for market price. Oftentimes we'll sell a calf 30, 40 times and then just take those collections and send those into the Beef Battalion.
Now, the nice thing about this is that if you don't want to actually bid or you're unable to bid, you can still participate, right?
That's right. If you'll just call the offices, National Livestock, 800-310-0220, or you can log on to All American Beef Battalion, which is steaksfortroops.com, and you can use PayPal on their website to make a donation. But we'd be happy at our office to take any donations over the phone and then invoice the person making the donation.
Now, over the years, it's been, the last couple of years, I know, especially, something over $40,000 you've been able to raise each December.
That's right. I think it was $49,000 last year. We've had instances of $60,000, upwards beyond $60,000. But it's just unbelievable to see the outpouring of support from the order buyers, the commissioned firm owners, truckers, support companies that support the ag industry, bankers. Lots, a long list of people that think this is a worthwhile cause. And to have it right here before Christmas, we all look at year end. We're in the season of giving and the spirit of giving. And so we get to enjoy that every year. It's a great time at the stockyards, and everybody comes together.
And it's the last Monday of the year as far as sales are concerned.
That's correct. Next Monday, which will be the last week that we're open for the year. And I also want to, while I have this opportunity, I want to thank Kelly Payne and her staff. They very graciously allowed us to have that time to set aside for it. Kelly's a big proponent of this, and she's a general manager, as you know, of Oklahoma National Stockyards, doing an incredible job. And we're thankful that we can partner with Kelly on this.